Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, well, I'm in Appleton. It's Apple Fest this weekend and a huge day here in Appleton celebrating Apple Fest, of course. We're on Main Street most of the morning doing some live broadcasts. That was a lot of fun. Well, I've moved on over to the 52 Wing because there's a couple huge events here this afternoon in Appleton, and one of them was just completed. It was the 52 Wing mural unveiling here outside the 52 Wing, and with me is Dawn Hagelin and Carrie Cokie Bach, and thanks for coming on the air with me.
Thanks, Paul, for inviting us.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about this project that you guys have been working on for how long now?
It's about 2 years in the making.
Okay.
It came from an original idea of a few people in the community looking at to doing some public art and looking for a location. We identified the 52 Wing entrance outside the auditorium doors, which had a had some artwork painted by actually Carrie some time ago, and it needed a little refreshing.
Yeah.
So we were coming up with some creative ideas to make some beautiful improvements.
Okay, you two just tore the curtain down and unveil it to the whole community, and it was a lot of hand clapping, a big time for you guys, right, Carrie?
Yes.
Exciting time for you guys.
It was, like I said, a lot of work, but I told someone that. I said, a lot of work, but it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Everyone really enjoyed it, really appreciated it, and thought it turned out very well. So.
Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the design came about, who all the artists are, and what's the mural about, anyway?
The mural is we started with just a little black and white photo that Bucky Massey had, and it was a photo, we thought originally it was like early 30s, but later I think it got to be more like mid-40s. So it had some old cars in it, and they lit the schoolhouse with light at night and took this photo. So it was kind of a silhouette of the cars, and it was just a really unique photo with foreground and then the school and then background with the other part of a school.
Now we're talking about the old Appleton school.
Correct.
Okay.
The 1916 building.
Okay.
Which sat on Herring Street, so it is no longer there. It's the skating rink now.
Okay.
So we thought, why not? You know, some people don't even know what the school looked like. They're newcomers, or, well, actually,
yeah.
20 years ago, they're still. So we thought that would be a good conversation thing, plus it would make an interesting mural with that kind of a dimensional.
Right, and the lighting on it, the night lighting is amazing, isn't it?
Yep, and then some trees. So like I said, foreground and then the midground and background is always a good art project. So we split this into 24 sections, manipulated so they were all even. We had to vet out, I guess, the artists, and what we wanted was alumni teachers or something to do with the school. Well, we got 10 that were alumni or teachers. The last two are community members who probably have been here 40 plus years anyway. So
okay.
Basically they've been here for a long time. So those artists, I'll just quick read. We had the artists from the alumni, Marva Hayes Harms, Cheryl Voorhees, a 1970 grad, Elizabeth Bussey, would have been, her maiden name was Bussey, it's Noss now, myself, Carrie Kolke Bonk, Todd Knutson, we have Julie Kolke Schmidt, and then that would be the actual alumni. Then the teachers that we had, faculty members, Deb Morse, and she was actually in Appleton, and then Lacaparo, which Dean Warner, too, was also Appleton art teacher, and then Lacaparo.
Okay.
Dorothy Weiss was the same. She was Lacaparo there when she retired. And then Nancy Carlson was a faculty member, but years ago. You know, a lot of people would not have remembered her. And then the two community members, Nancy Bergman and Jim Valla, and they are artists from the community and the Appleton Art Club. So that made 12 of us.
So, so just to recap, you're you each got two panels to design.
Correct.
And you could come up with your own thought then, or your own.
Yep. I gave them just their panel
okay.
on a piece of paper. This is what you need to paint, but do it in your own design, your own technique.
Right.
8 colors were what they were given, so that it wasn't long range, you know, color scheme, but enough that they could do what they wanted.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything, because some were literal and went right what they saw, and some, we've got a picture of Snoopy, which the Aces, we had Aces cards for a while, and then Snoopy was the later mascot.
Yep.
So that one got on there. One put a band, a music person in their window. One had a butterfly on a tree. You know, so it's things that you can look at inside the mural besides standing back and seeing the school.
What caught my eye is someone painted some geese flying over the school.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yep.
I like that one. So that's all put together in a beautiful package, and it's in the front of the 52 wing. You can drive by. And
yep, 17 feet by about 7.5 feet tall, so it's a pretty good size.
And, Dawn, a lot of people were involved in this to get this going, weren't they?
Yeah, we're really blessed. We've received funding from the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council, and they receive money through the legislative appropriation, the legacy dollars, as people know it, and we're so blessed to have those sorts of dollars to invest in arts and culture events in Minnesota. In addition to those dollars, we had a lot of local organizations that gave us some dollars, and a lot of individuals help us provide some match to implement this project. We're so thankful for this community that supports work like this.
That's right. It looks absolutely gorgeous, beautiful. How do you describe art? Beautiful, gorgeous? Is that the right word?
All of it.
Right. And, art is art. Everybody has a little different interpretation, and I think you'll see out of the 24 panels that merge together into this collage replicating this old historic photo, you'll really see a lot of different styles, a lot of techniques. There's a lot of color. Some are black and white. You know, it's a really amazing thing, and once we were so excited to have people see it put together, because it's just an amazing, it's eye candy, because there's something that you can look at and you can find and pick out. The longer you look at it, something new you'll find.
Yep. And with what's happening in our area here, country, with small town schools are disappearing, and this kind of keeps it alive, the Appleton High School, right?
Yeah, right. In addition to, honoring, what happened here in the Appleton High School, in the Appleton School District, it's in addition to honoring that, it's just another beautiful piece of art in the community.
Not only the mural there, but around the mural, you have a new sign, 52 wing, and what else? Landscaping?
Landscaping.
Lighting. We put some
you got lighting on.
Yeah,
okay.
New energy efficient lighting. So
it lights up at night?
Mm-hmm. So, underneath the soffit. So there's been a lot of little individual things, and a couple things left to go. Some more landscaping and a sign honoring the artists and the sponsors.
Awesome.
So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, a lot of people standing on the street while you guys gave a little speech and introduced all the artists. They come up front, and then was that fun pulling the curtain?
It was fun. It's been installed for about 2 weeks, I suppose, and it's been covered.
Yes, except one day it got too windy, and I heard from four different people that the covering was coming off, so we had to go up there and put some more screws in it still.
But we were so excited to just do the reveal today and see it all put together and in place. And we hope people enjoy it and stop by anytime. It's outside. It'll be lit up at night, and stop by and take a look.
I tell you what, even if you're listening and you're not from Appleton, it's worth the drive to come over to Appleton, find the 52 wing in the middle of town here.
Yep.
Ronning Avenue. East Ronning Avenue.
Awesome. And both of you graduate?
Absolutely.
From Appleton High School? All right.
Yeah.
Fun day today, isn't it?
It is. It is fun.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other things going on in the community, so we're thankful to have this event as part of Apple Fest.
All right.
And thank you for coming to Apple Fest.
Yeah, enjoy it. The Bill Beck celebration or tribute coming up here next, and we'll be talking to some football players and stuff like that, so it's a lot of fun. Thanks, Dawn. Yeah, thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah, just hang tight here.
Okay.
This broadcast sponsored or brought to you by Schivel Insurance Agency and Appleton Oil Company. We thank Appleton Oil Company and Schivel Insurance Agency for sponsoring the live broadcast here in Appleton during Apple Fest. Back to you, Kathy.
Paul, you were at the fair? No, Apple Fest.
Yeah, I'm in Appleton, Kathy. Again, broadcasting live from the 52 wing. It's the just starting the Coach Bill Beck tribute here in the 52 wing. Of course, Bill Beck, a longtime teacher and coach at Appleton. And I tell you what, the 52 wing is filling up fast here. A lot of people here celebrating Bill Beck. He'll be here himself. Of course, you heard Bill last night on the radio with me at the football game. Bill and I did about a 45-minute pregame show, and we chatted all about football, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm actually in the 52 wing here. They're having a meet and greet with Bill Beck and his family, and I've got a couple ex-players from the Appleton Aces back in the 60s. Jim Perry joins us. He was the quarterback in 1963 for Coach Bill Beck, and Dean McTye, 64 grad. He was a running back. Thanks, guys, for joining me.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is quite an event, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, it is.
So quite an event for a very nice man.
Yep. Where are you from now, Jim?
I live down by the cities, down by Maple Grove.
Okay. And how about you, Dean?
I live right in Appleton. When you're going to the fairgrounds, I live right on the corner.
Okay. All right.
Can't miss it.
Well, we're here to, I don't know if it's a roast for Coach Babka or just paying tribute to an outstanding coach and teacher. I hear a lot of good things about him. And let's talk about the 60, what, 60, you both played on the same team, right?
63 a fall, and we graduated in 64.
Okay. How'd your year go, Jim? You were the quarterback, I understand, in 1963.
Well, we got off to a rocky start. We won our first game big, and then we lost to Benson in Montevideo and non-conference games, and then we lost to Ortonville, so we were 1-3.
Oh, okay.
And we couldn't figure out what was going on because we decided when we were 12 years old we were going to win the Little Sioux Conference championship. But we beat Granite Falls at the end of the second to the last game. That's when they had Larry Cole, who played for the Cowboys for 14 years. And
oh, wow.
We beat them by 2 touchdowns, and so then we played Madison in the snow last game of the year, and Madison, Granite, and Appleton all had one loss. And we beat, I want to tell you the score because you're from Madison. we beat them 34-6.
Oh, wow.
And then the best news of the night, we got on the bus, and our bus driver, Deli Teske, said that Clarkfield had upset Granite, so we won the Little Sioux going out. And I'll never forget my white T-shirt we got a couple weeks later that said, Little Sioux Conference champs.
Wow, awesome. That's pretty exciting, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it was.
what do you remember about that Madison game? You say, Madison was always a big rival, huh?
Well, I remember I was 7-6 at halftime, and when we came out in the third quarter, the first play, we threw a pass, and I think it was a bad pass. And we came back to the huddle. Tom Harms, our center, started chewing me out and told me, just run the ball. We got these guys, and he was right. We ran the ball up and down the field the second half.
Okay, awesome. Dean, you remember that game? Were you part of that game?
Yeah, I was part of that game. I think I scored a touchdown in that game.
Okay, you were running back then?
Right, yeah.
So what year was this again?
63.
Were you seniors then? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Little Sioux Conference champions. I talked with Coach Beck last night. He said that the Little Sioux Conference was by far the toughest conference in the state. Would you agree with that?
Pretty much so.
Well, I know there were a lot of good players out of there that went on to play college and be successful there, and mm-hmm. a couple that went on to play in the pros, so it was a good conference. It was quite competitive.
Right. Talk about Coach Beck. What was he like at practice, and how did he treat you? Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, he was a good coach, and plus he had good people around him, coaches around him, you know, like Byron Grove and Teddy Grahams,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was tough on us, though, in August. He'd make us run them laps around the poles. Be about like it is today out, you know?
Yeah.
Linemen would come in first, and all of us backfield guys would come dogging in last all the time.
what do you remember about the practices, Jim?
Well, I had to fill out a little card for this deal, and put down that I think Coach Beck chewed me up probably more than any quarterback he ever coached. However, now that I'm older, I can see why.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bottom line is Coach Beck was just a real nice person.
Yeah.
I mean, he coached us tough. He coached us the way we needed to be coached. But what, you know, I think, and he obviously had a lot of great teams and influenced a lot of people positively. The bottom line is he was just a real nice man.
Yeah. And he cared for his players.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Dean?
Well, when we were sophomores, a lot of us, we'd play in practice, we'd be the other team. You know, they'd be playing. We'd have to go up against
scout team?
We'd have to go up against the first string offense against us guys on defense.
Okay.
That was mighty tough. There's some hard-hitting guys. They had Roger Bonk and Sundahl. They were tough.
All right. Yep. Yeah. That's
probably what I like most about Coach Beck is he told Roger Baum to lay off me.
Sundahl wouldn't, though.
No.
Roger was pretty good. He wouldn't. He'd hit you kind of high. He wouldn't hit you low.
Okay. Dean, tell us a little bit about a gift that you'll be presenting to Coach Beck here during the program.
Sure. Well, when I retired from the railroad, I didn't have a hobby, so I took up a hobby of making totem poles. So past week and a half, I've been working on a totem pole for Coach Beck there, and I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Describe to our listeners what's on that pole.
Well, the top, of course, is the eagle. In
representing Lacapral Valley?
Right.
Okay.
And then you got the Snoopy on there.
That was the Appleton mascot, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then I got a moose on there. And then on below the moose, I got four aces. We were the aces when...
Appleton aces,
yeah. And then I got a bear on there holding a fish, so it's kind of outdoor and a little history on it.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah, it looks great. I think Coach Beck will really appreciate that.
I hope so. You can use it for kindling wood if you don't want it.
You know, you look around the 52 wing here as it's filling up here. It's just a lot of guys telling stories just like you guys were talking about. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, four of us, myself and Jim and Bob Shelston and Irish Hendrickson, we had lunch in Madison today at the Toys.
Okay.
And, a lot of stories were flung around there.
Yeah, it's looking back as, you know, we're older now, looking back, high school days were some good days, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were you guys farmers?
I grew up on a ranch. I was kind of a cattleman growing up.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yes, I was.
Go ahead, Dean.
I was a city boy.
City boy, okay. Coach Beck told me a story about Stan Shea last night that he had to go out to the farm and talk his dad and letting him to play football.
Yeah.
That was the best probably movie ever made as a coach.
There's Stan right there in the blue.
Yeah.
Okay, Stan's here. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a bit time to visit with him, too. Go ahead.
Sure.
Jim?
Oh, I just got one thing I remember. You remember a lot of stuff going back, and I was telling some people. When we were in ninth grade, we had two teachers, coaches, Dave Dorsey and Roger Schrader, who were quite the characters, and we used to have a huge bonfire.
Okay.
And they came dressed as cheerleaders.
Oh.
And I still remember their cheer, so before I go visit, I want to give you their cheer.
You go ahead.
Okay, it was Copenhagen Snooze. Copenhagen Snooze. The Appleton Aces. They ain't gonna lose.
Is that good enough?
Very good. Yep. Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate that. No, that's fine. Yeah, and Dean McTighe, Jim Perry, graduates of Appleton High School, talking about Coach Bill Beck. There's a lot of people here. And Stan, come on over. We're ready. Yep, we're on the air right now. So Don Ness is going to bring over Stan Shea. Stan was a All-American for the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, first Appleton Aces graduate to play Division I football. And Bob Shelstead, put a headset on there, Bob. We'll just keep going here. Stan Shea, Paul Ramo. Nice to meet you, Stan. Sit down. Put the headsets on, guys. We're on the radio. And we'll do some visiting here. So we got Bob Shelstead joins us, and Stan Shea. Stan, what do you think about? Oh, you got the other way around. There we go. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and you know what? It's nice to see a good turnout for Billy Beck. There's nobody more deserving than Billy Beck.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? How about you, Bob? What year, Bob Shelstead? What year did you graduate, Bob?
64.
Okay. And Stan, how about you?
61.
61.
Where electricity was just coming in, you know. And we wore helmets.
All right. Talk about. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add that we had the helmets, but then we got the bars, too.
Oh, we did.
Started with a single bar and then went to two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, you guys serious about that? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I'd say the late 50s is when the bars came on.
When you first got a face mask.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Stan, I had Coach Beck on with me before the football game last night. We did a 40-minute pregame show.
Okay, dynamite.
And he told a great story about you, about getting you out for football and coming out and visiting with your dad on the farm. And do you remember that?
Had he not done that, I may have been only playing one sport because my dad, grew up on a farm, the oldest son, naturally going to take over the farm. When he said, you got to pick one sport going to my sophomore year, I said, hey, you can't do that. So I went and talked to Billy Beck, Shorty Schrader, Bun Fisher, And I know Billy Beck was part of it. They met with him. The next week, I was able to play all the sports.
Awesome. Thank God.
Yeah.
If I may add, yep. Stan Shea, one of the best athletes, if not the best,
yep.
athletes come out after him.
Yeah, Bobby, oh, I think the heat's getting to you already.
No.
Talk about your teams then during Appleton. What years did you play, Stan?
Well, the falls of 58, 59, and 60.
Okay.
59, junior year, we were conference champs. We lost. We tied the end of the game, last game of the year with Madison in a snowstorm.
Okay.
Senior year, we were 7-0-1. One tie, we're conference champs, and Billy Beck made them great years.
Yep,
yeah.
What kind of coach was he at practice and stuff? Was he hard on you? Or?
He knew exactly the right mix. He was hard on us, but he also had sugar and patting you on the back all the time. You know, the great coaches can do that. They expect a lot, and then they let you do a little. And Billy Beck was a master at that.
Okay, Bob, what do you remember about Coach Beck at practice?
Coach Beck, I had two older brothers. That played in 59.
Yep. 58.
Yep, 58. And then Rick, who played 3 years, I believe. And they just passed it down, the respect that they had for him. And I think that was one of the most important attributes Coach Beck had. He was just respected by anybody that played for him. And he wanted to give your best, 100%.
Yep. Absolutely.
Great man. Great coach.
Stan, Coach Beck also mentioned last night how he went down to the University of Minnesota with you. Talk about how you got to play for the Golden Gophers.
Listen, at the end of my senior year, invited down to the U. I'm going to go meet Murray Warmath for the first time. I'm 18 years old. Thank God Billy Beck was with me. We walk into his office, and Warmath starts firing questions. Billy answered about half of them. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. That's off-the-field stuff by Billy Beck, that helping players, see?
Yep, and you got a full scholarship?
Did get a full scholarship. Started my junior and senior year as a defensive back. Had a lot of fun. Have great respect for Murray Warmath. And it was a tremendous experience. And then went into Bloomington Schools, coached and taught for 34 years. Taught the same thing I had with Billy Beck. He taught accounting here. I taught accounting at Bloomington, Kennedy, and Jefferson.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Bob, how about you? Where are you at now? And what have you done?
I moved to
California
right after graduation.
That's where Coach Beck is.
Yeah. And actually, he bought a house where my parents once lived.
Okay.
And they probably lived 20 miles apart back in the day.
Okay.
Moved out to California to live with my older brother who had got out of the Marine Corps and got married, played a year of junior college ball, and went to a four-year school, ended up getting drafted,
okay.
Spent some time over in the jungle,
okay.
And came out, found my wife, started a family, figured out that California wasn't for us and moved to Oregon and haven't regretted one thing.
Oh, awesome. Oregon's a great state. So.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Well, what do you think about this event here?
This
look at all
tremendous.
The guys.
Hey, Donnie Ness, Dale Lane, Jason Heineke. What a job they've done.
You bet.
Billy Beck, he did so much for the city of Appleton. This is just for him.
Yeah, it's really. Stan, nice to meet
you.
I don't
good
think we've
here.
Ever met before.
I know your family.
You do. All right. So stay tight here. To grab a picture with you. Hey, with that, we're going to turn it back to you at the studio. This is brought to you by Appleton Oil Company and Chival Insurance Agency. And back to you, Kathy.
I just had a knee replacement.
Progressive Collision and Glass Center isn't your typical auto body shop, and that's a good thing for you and your vehicle. Progressive Collision and Glass prides itself in providing superior collision repairs and outstanding customer service. Every customer is treated with the utmost respect and professionalism. The same goes for their vehicles, which are returned to their pre-accident condition. Progressive Collision and Glass Center uses superior equipment, technology, and parts to provide 19-2255, 888-819-2255. Your sales and service, they are committed to